Welcome, this is the Voltage Masterclass. Resample the rave piano hit in Ableton Live 12 using Session View to Arrangement View. In this intermediate mastering tutorial, you'll learn a practical, production-ready method for capturing a short rave piano stab in Session View, resampling the exact layered sound and performance, and moving that resampled hit into Arrangement View for final, master bus-friendly processing, all using Ableton Live 12 stock devices and workflow. What we'll build: a single short one-shot rave piano hit MIDI clip in Session View, a resampled audio clip captured from the master bus, two ways to get that clip into Arrangement View, and a small, master-friendly processing chain using stock devices so the hit is punchy, harmonically rich, and ready for the master. Step-by-step walkthrough. This walkthrough follows the Voltage Masterclass. Resample the rave piano hit in Ableton Live 12 using Session View to Arrangement View workflow. A. Prepare the piano stab in Session View. 1. Create a MIDI track with Command-Shift-T, Control-Shift-T on Windows and load Live's Grand Piano from the core library or sampled piano in Simpler. Name the track Piano Stab. 2. Set your project tempo for drum and bass, around 170 to 176 BPM. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip in a session slot by double-clicking an empty slot. 3. Program a single MIDI note. C3 is a good starting point or whatever fits your key, with a short release to get a classic rave stab. Use velocity to taste. If you want a long decay variation, make a second clip. 4. Add light processing if you like. A short reverb send or a subtle chorus, knowing you can capture wet or dry when you resample. B. Set up a resampling audio track in Session View. 5. Create a new audio track with Command-T, Control-T and name it Resample Out. 6. IDI/O chooser of resample out. Set audio from to resampling so this track records whatever is coming out of the master bus. 7. Arm resample out by clicking the record arm button. You don't need monitor set to in for clip recording. Arming is sufficient. 8. Decide if you want the exact master output or an isolated piano. For this masterclass, we'll use resampling so you capture the full voltage chain on the master bus. If you wanted dry, you would choose audio from piano stab instead. C. Record the piano hit into a session clip. 9. In Session View, click the small round record button in an empty clip slot on Resample Out. This starts recording audio into that clip slot. 10. Launch your piano stab clip while Resample Out is recording. Capture the hit or hits, then stop the recording when you have what you need. 11. Stop the piano stab playback and press the recorded clip to audition. Rename it, for example, Piano Resample Dry, and tighten the clip start and end so the hit is tight. Add tiny fades in the clip view, a few milliseconds, to remove clicks. D. Move the resampled clip into arrangement view. There are two options. Method 1. Drag from session to arrangement. 12. Click and drag the recorded clip from the session slot and drop it into an arrangement audio track or a new audio track in arrangement. This creates a static audio file there for editing, comping, and placement. Method 2. Record session into arrangement. 13. Arm the arrangement record button at the top and press global record, then launch the session clip S. Live records the incoming audio into arrangement in real time, including clip launch timing and any automation. Stop recording when you're done. Use this if you need multiple takes or want to capture live timing and automation. E. Create a mastering friendly processing chain for the resampled hit. 14. Place the resampled audio clip on an arrangement audio track and name it Piano Resampled Mastering. 15. Add the stock devices in order and set the starting points listed, then tweak in context. Utility: set gain so peaks sit around -6 dBFS for headroom. Keep width at 100% initially, reduce if it conflicts in stereo. EQ 8. High pass at 4060 Hz to remove sub rumble. Gently cut 200-400 Hz if it's boxy by about -1.5 to -3 dB. If you need presence, boost a narrow band around 2.56 kHz by +1.5 to +3 dB. Glue compressor, slowish attack, between 10 and 30 milliseconds, medium release. Ratio around 2:1:3:1 to glue the hit to the drums. Drum bus, apply drive between 2 and 4 and add subtle distort for harmonics. Use sub carefully to keep low end controlled. Saturator optional after drum bus. Use soft saturation with small drive around 1-3 dB. Use oversampling at 2x for cleaner harmonics. Multiband dynamics if needed. Lightly tame any low mid energy after saturation, with gentle gain reduction of about -1 to -3 dB. Limiter last. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB and add gain only as needed so the hit sits but leaves headroom for the master bus. 16. Add short fades to the start and end of the clip, between 0 and 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Use fade out to control decay if the hit clashes with your bass line. F. Final checks in context with a mastering mindset. 17. Solo and then unsolo the full mix, listening to the resampled piano in context with drums and bass. Make sure it doesn't mask the low end. Mono the low frequencies below 150 Hz with utility if necessary. 18. A slash B bypass the processing chain to confirm you're adding voltage, presence and character, while preserving headroom and avoiding harshness on the master bus. Common mistakes to avoid: forgetting to arm the resampling track, which results in no recording. Using the wrong audio from input, piano stab instead of resampling or vice versa, and capturing the wrong variant. Accidentally capturing dry when you want it wet, or clipping the resampled audio by not keeping headroom. Neglecting tiny fades on one shots and causing clicks. Moving the clip to arrangement with warp on or with global quantization that changes the transient timing. Disable warp if you want the raw timing preserved. Overprocessing the resampled clip on top of master processing and creating congestion. Pro tips: capture both dry and wet versions. Resample audio from piano stab for dry and audio from resampling for the wet slash mastered version. That gives maximum mastering flexibility. Use a dedicated resample bus or group the piano and its layers and route that group to a resample bus to avoid accidentally including other elements. To capture device or clip automation exactly, use the arrangement record method, so session right arrow arrangement captures everything happening in real time. Color code and name your resampled clips, like piano voltage drive 1, so you can audition variants quickly. Use oversampling in saturator to reduce aliasing when adding harmonics. For serious low control, duplicate the track. High pass the duplicate above 150 Hz for stereo top and keep the original for mono low end. Build a micro bank of slightly different velocity and FX variants by loop recording multiple takes into different session slots. Mini practice exercise. Make 3 one-shot stabs in session view. Dry no effects. Wet light short, reverb and chorus, and master processed routed through a small bus with glue and slight saturation. Resample each into 3 separate session slots using audio from resampling. Drag them into arrangements stacked on separate lanes. Apply the mastering chain above to each, and vary saturator drive at 0 dB, plus 2 dB, and plus 4 dB. Bounce a short 8-bar loop of your drum and bass mix with each variation and listen, which sits best. Note how each processing change affects stereo field and harmonic content. Recap: you followed the Voltage Masterclass. Resample the Rave Piano Hit in Ableton Live 12 using Session View to Arrangement View. You built a MIDI stab, set up a resample out track, recorded the hit into a session slot, moved it into arrangement by dragging or recording the session, and applied a conservative mastering chain of utility, EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, multiband dynamics, and limiter. You checked everything in context, kept headroom, and saved variance for flexibility. Final thought: treat the resampled piano hit as a mastering asset. Commit to a flavor to free up CPU and workflow, but keep alternatives like dry copies, multiple takes, and saved racks so your mastering choices stay flexible. Now go resample, process, and audition until that Voltage piano stab sits perfectly in your drum and bass master.